Well, time once again for our Friday morning visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, markets have been kind of, well, you mentioned that we were due for a correction kind of, and pretty much right on time with the historical corrections.
It really was. We saw highs in the corn market back around the 12th, 13th of May, and again, you know, back in April. And so normally we see a little bit of a what I call early summer lower correction. Last week in May, first week in June, and beans at early summer low is the first week in June, and so the weakness in the market certainly wasn't unexpected. It's kind of sometimes hard to understand psychologically why that happens, but it just gets overbought and needs a time to rest, and so that's what it's been doing this week.
What's been happening with the basis?
Basis, when the corn market popped up there a couple weeks ago, the basis got wider again, and so and the basis is really bad on beans. So we just really on the bad end of the stick on basis for both of those crops.
What types of market opportunities do we have then if we're looking at getting some either futures crops sold or maybe even a 2 years out?
I think we just wait now and be patient for some kind of a summer weather rally. We've seen spring highs and they were pretty much right on time and about where we expected them, and now with this sell-off, I think it's, my opinion anyway, it's not time to be adding to positions. And you know, one of the things that's in the market that's probably affecting the grains is the craziness in the energies and silver and gold. And so they've just been tremendous volatility in those markets. And I guess I kind of expect maybe some of the excitement from there to bleed over into the grains this summer as we get into some weather problems.
Well, if somebody wants more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
All right, Roy. Visit with you again next Friday.
Good enough. We'll be here.